The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Seeker Investigator in the revised core set, Daisy Walker. If you enjoy this type of content, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. It helps out the channel a great deal. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. The Seeker Investigator in the box is Daisy Walker, the Librarian. She has 3 willpower, 5 intellect, 2 combat, and 2 agility. She has the Miskatonic trait. You may take an additional action during your turn, which can only be used to trigger tome abilities. Her Elder Sign effect is +0, and if you succeed, draw 1 card for each tome you control. She has 5 health and 9 sanity. All you really need to know about Daisy is that 5 intellect. I've said it once and said it before that playing a 5 intellect investigator is almost like night and day in this game. The things you can do with 5 intellect to simply race a scenario to the end is amazing. You can discover clues at pretty much all but the highest shroud locations, and you can often race a scenario to the end before you can really deal much damage to you. Of course, the problem with Daisy is that her enemy management is almost non-existent with 2 combat, 2 agility, and at 5 health, which means she cannot really soak a lot of damage before she goes down.
She can at least soak a decent amount of treacheries, like things like Rotting Remains and Frozen in Fear. She's pretty good at dealing with things like that, which is good because that helps to alleviate her abysmal enemy management skills. But yeah, her also really good, too.
Yeah, I agree. Daisy, Old Book of Lore, that's like the match made in heaven, you know, of Arkham Horror right there. That's like the iconic pair.
Yeah, that ability to generate an additional action to your turn, which can only use that action on tome abilities, but additional actions in this game are extremely powerful and really give you a leg up on the encounter deck. And Daisy's ability to not only get that additional action, but then filter her deck for the cards that she needs the most using Old Book of Lore is fantastic. That also works with other investigators. So if you're playing in multiplayer and Roland is having trouble finding his weapons, Daisy can come to his rescue and use that free action every turn to just filter Roland's deck and find the tools that he needs. Now, there aren't that many tomes in the core set. I believe there's Old Book of Lore, Encyclopedia is an upgrade, Medical Texts, and Daisy's Weakness, which we'll talk about in a minute. So you don't have a lot of options as far as the core set goes, but of course this game has been around now for 5 years and the card pool has expanded to the point where there are more tomes than you'll know what to do with. And so Daisy has plenty of options once she gets some upgrades. Now her Elder Sign effect again is +0, and you get to draw a card for each tome you control. I think actually Daisy is probably the investigator in the core set that I have played the least, and so I have not triggered this particular ability all that often, but I think that's the case with most Elder Signs.
That's actually kind of interesting. Daisy's the one I've played, I think, the most, and I find the Elder Sign is pretty good. Generally, you have 1 or 2 tomes in play, and like we were saying in the Roland review, often Elder Signs with a modifier, just for the sake of having a modifier, are essentially a +0 anyway, so you're not really losing out on any value in that regard. And who doesn't like more cards?
Yeah, it's true. Her Elder Sign always does something, pass or fail, and that's good. Well, it doesn't always do something. You have to have tomes out, but your Daisy, that's like your number one priority. Get your Old Book of Lore. Get it rolling.
Yeah, most of the time you're going to have at least one tome out there that you should be able to draw a card. And I mean, drawing cards will help you is one of the key ways to to win scenarios. You know, we talked about a little bit in the Roland review about, you know, how discovering clues and dispatching enemies is key, but drawing cards is another one of those very important things that if your deck is able to draw cards, you will really notice a difference with how it performs. And Seekers are I think, the undisputed masters of card draw in this particular game. So the ability to get an extra card here and there for Daisy is fantastic. Now, her enemy management is a big issue, especially in the core set. While you can certainly take Roland out either in multiplayer or solo, playing Daisy solo straight out of the box in the core set is quite difficult. The core set really doesn't provide her with enough tools to be able to play solo right out of the box.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that assessment. There's almost no enemy management cards that she has in her deck, apart from a couple cards that we'll talk about a little later on. But once you use those cards, they're gone. It's not like a machete that stays in play forever. You know, once you use those charges or once you throw that knife, it's gone forever. So
that's true. It's definitely a challenge. I think it's not impossible for her to say use shriveling or hyper awareness to do a lot of evasion but you got to like really work at it. It's a challenge for her to manage enemies, for sure.
Yeah. While it is a pretty big challenge for Daisy right out of if you pick up the revised core and you're looking for a solo investigator, Daisy is not the one that I would necessarily choose, but if you decide to that you enjoy the game and you want to pick up more cards, Seekers can the Seeker card pool has grown in depth and to such an extent that Seekers make some of the best solo investigators. So don't judge Seeker's solo capabilities by the core set alone, because once you get into that expanded card pool, Seekers can do some pretty amazing things. The backside of Daisy Walker is deck size 30, of course. Deck building options: Seeker cards level 0 to 5, Mystic cards level 0 to 2, and Neutral cards level 0 to 5. Her deck building requirements include Daisy's tote bag, the Necronomicon, and one random basic weakness. So Daisy certainly does not have any issues discovering clues with access to the Seeker card pool, and the Mystic cards give her a little bit of offense if necessary. Although I think if you're playing in a with your friends in a multiplayer setting, you really want to be Daisy's not going to be doing much but roving the board, discovering clues.
She does have a little bit of support with Ward of Protection and shriveling if you wanted to go that route, but by and large I would definitely just play her to grab a bunch of clues. There are a couple of extra interesting options Daisy can get from her Mystic Off class. Holy Rosary might be a decent option if you wanted to try to fight the occasional enemy here and there. Arcane Studies could also be really useful for her if you have a lot of extra resources and you want to pump up either your willpower or your intellect. That could be pretty good. I don't think she really needs a card like Drawn to the Flame with her 5 intellect. She's already really good at getting clues, so I think that card is more reserved for Agnes. Having Ward of Protection is always good, and she has the ability to draw so many cards throughout the course of the game that you're going to be able to see them, and then, you know, counter those Grasping Hands or those really nasty treacheries that are going to, you know, put a damper in your day.
Yeah, 2 Wards of Protection is kind of a must, because that right there helps overcome her weakness of only having 5 health and 2 agility. You find a treachery that deals you damage, cancel it and take horror instead. Easy peasy. In fact, go to your local library, use a photocopier, make 16 copies of Ward of Protection, and like put it in, you know, and put it in every one of your decks. Well, the ones that can take it.
Yeah, I think one of the other important cards in the Seeker card pool for Daisy is Mind Over Matter. Her combat and agility are both 2, so she's very limited when it comes to enemy management. And often when I look at an investigator, one of the key questions I ask is, can it deal with a swarm of rats? What's your option for that? Because sometimes you end up In multiplayer, you've strayed from the group and you need to go get a clue at a far-flung location and you end up drawing a swarm of rats. So rather than Roland trucking himself across the map to come and help you, how are you going to deal with those rats yourself? And cards like Mind Over Matter are essential for Daisy to have a chance. Boosts her combat or agility up to 5 for the round, and that should be good enough to get you through at least the first set of rats. Of course, the biggest problem with many of the Seeker enemy management options in the revised core is that they are one-time events. So you, as you were saying, you don't have something that, like an asset that's on the table that you can rely on consistently to deal with things. And this is a problem that sort of runs through the Seeker card pool even as it expands, is that many of their enemy management options are events. So you might be able to kill an enemy, but it's a one-shot deal. So if you happen to draw a bad token or something like that and come up short, you can be in a little bit of trouble. And it also that also applies to when enemies have, rats is fine, but if an enemy has 4 health or something like that, or an odd health total, you can sometimes end up in trouble because Daisy simply doesn't have the tools to take that enemy down.
Yeah, this is where Seeker's Superior Card Draw really comes in to try to attack the problem of having only one-shot events to deal with things. If you draw hard enough, you'll get enough copies of enemy options to be able to get yourself through.
Or even icons.
Yeah, even with icons. I do think there's an angle that Daisy can take with hyper-awareness. If you build your whole deck such that it's very cheap, so you use like magnifying glass and maybe Dr. Delon to make you money, and you don't spend a lot of resources on things, I think you can generate enough to use to just lean on hyper awareness to evade rats. So that's a reusable option, but it does require kind of morphing your play style around saving money, you know, for those evasion tests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hyper awareness is one of those cards that between the Seeker's ability to generate a lot of cash with Dr. Mylan Christopher, as well as other cards that have been released since then, if you can generate enough cash, you can often be able to leverage hyper awareness, say, better than Roland can leverage his his physical training or hyper awareness, because he's usually spending his money on his expensive assets at the beginning of the game, and so he doesn't have the cash to use those talents, but an investigator like Daisy can certainly get a little more use out of them than others. Now, Daisy's signature card is her tote bag. It's a 2-cost asset with a willpower, intellect, and wild skill icon. The item trait, Daisy Walker deck only. You have 2 additional hand slots, which can only be used to hold tome assets. So additional hand slots are nice, but this one, I think, is one of the duller signature assets that has been released.
Yeah, I would agree. I think apart from her special parallel scenario or challenge scenario, I've honestly never played this card, like put it down on the table. It has good icons on it, which I think is its saving grace, but I feel oftentimes you don't need those hand slots, which is sort of counterintuitive, because you would feel like as Daisy you would want all the tomes you can get, but you can only use her ability once per round, so you really only need 1 tome to take advantage of her ability.
That's true. The tote bag, it seems like it's there for when you've drawn through half your deck and you're ready to get, I want my old book of lore. I want my medical texts. I want my magnifying glass. I want my second magnifying glass. I want my flashlight. It seems like it's there for when you're about starting to hit late game and you've already drawn through half your deck and you just need some more hand slots just to top it off. But at that point, like, you're already if you have like 2 magnifying glasses and an old book of lore out, you're already investigating at like 7 or 8 already. Do you really need another flashlight? Probably not. Yeah, so it seems like it really kicks in a bit late, and you might as well just finish off the scenario at that point.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't played DayZ a bunch, but I don't I agree, Nate. I don't think I've ever actually put this card down on the table, largely because there is a limit to how many tomes that you can stuff in a deck, and I think you make a good point, Matastrophic, is that you're not putting down three or four tomes that you need those additional hand slots. You'll have your old Book of Lore. You're gonna lean on that for the entire game, and it might be nice to have that medical texts, but you may not need it, especially in a multiplayer setting, if Roland is dealing with most of the enemies and you're able to keep your damage under the amount of damage that you've taken under control. You're not too worried about triggering it. So having those two hand slots that are limited to tomes is not particularly useful. And if you're going the using a Daisy build that's leaning into shriveling to deal damage, having that card with two willpower skill icons on it that you can commit to a skill test, or if you're say stuck at a very high shroud location, they are rare, but they do crop up from time to time, and you need the two agility or the two intellect skill icons to just help you hedge your bets against the chaos bag, then this will often get pitched.
There is, however, one very important thing that the tote bag does for you. It's a certain book that goes in the bag, and I think you're going to talk about it next, right, Mr. Ling?
That's right. The Necronomicon is DayZ's signature weakness. The John Dee translation, it's an asset that doesn't cost anything. Item and tome traits. Revelation, put the Necronomicon into play in your threat area with three horror on it. It cannot leave play while it has one or more horror on it. You treat each elder sign you reveal on a chaos token as a auto fail. As an action, you can move one horror from the Necronomicon to Daisy Walker. Then, if the Necronomicon has no horror on it, you discard it, and it will take up one of those valuable hand slots that you were hoping to put other things in, but the Necronomicon will come down and you'll have to discard one of them. What do you guys think about this weakness?
I love the flavor of it. It has some awesome flavor to it. Just the whole idea of like reading the Necronomicon and slowly going insane through that process is really, really well executed on this card. I really like that about it. As far as the actual like effect on the weakness, it's pretty mild, honestly. I think in all of my time playing the game, I've had that come up like once or twice, and it was oddly enough when I was playing in Forgotten Age, and I was not actually Daisy Walker, and it was sort of an amusing experience. But apart from that, while it may soak up some actions, it doesn't have any long-lasting impacts like Roland's weakness does, so you can largely ignore it if you don't mind it taking up a hand slot.
That's the key, the hand slot that it can kick out. In the core set, you're looking at flashlights or magnifying glasses. So it is kind of a permanent debilitation. Permanent for the session debilitation. The thing is, I particularly like the flavor, of course. I love the idea that as you're read until you your brain has her brain has processed through the entire Necronomicon, up is down, left is right. She doesn't know what's good or bad. That's why her elder sign counts as an auto fail, because her brain's all scrambled until she can work through the text. I like that. Also, the psychological value of that valuable elder sign becoming an auto fail. Fun times.
Yeah, it's interesting to compare Daisy's weakness to something like Roland's, where Roland's can be quite debilitating. I find this one. I think a lot of new players will look at that line that says treat elder signs revealed as auto fails and panic a little bit. But if you're playing with a chaos bag that has say 15 tokens in it, your odds of drawing an auto fail are only about, I think, slightly less than 7%. And so this doubles that to slightly less than 14%. So you're going to fail a few more tests, but it's not as dire as it may seem. If this comes down late and you're willing to take that risk of failing a couple tests, you don't even need to really take the actions to deal with this. You can just let it sit there and suffer the consequences while you finish the scenario. And the other nice thing, of course, is that Daisy can use her additional ability on tomes to trigger the Necronomicon, since it's a tome. So while a lot of signature weaknesses, one of the things you'll notice as you progress through the game is that many signature weaknesses really tax an investigator's actions. And normally that would be the case here, but Daisy's special ability sort of nips that in the bud, and you can use that additional action every turn to move a horror from the Necronomicon to Daisy. And Daisy does have 9 sanity, so you can deal with this in a matter of 3 turns pretty quick. You can deal with it pretty quickly, and it has, and you know, unless you really get unlucky and get tagged by rotting remains a lot, or get cornered by an enemy that deals a lot of horror, the chance of Daisy going insane is fairly low.
Typically, the situations where she would, you know, lose enough sanity to you know, to be driven insane, usually enemies are going to deal damage and horror, so she'll run out of health before she runs out of sanity. So, yeah, worry about the health.
Yeah, exactly. She'll be dead long before she goes insane, if that's the if you end up in that situation. Daisy Walker's starter deck, again, includes 17 assets. Wow. I didn't realize this is a revelation for me, looking at these deck lists, how many assets are in these decks. You've got Daisy's Tote Bag, Magnifying Glass, Old Book of Lore, Research Librarian, Dr. Mylan Christopher, Hyper Awareness, Medical Texts, Forbidden Knowledge, Holy Rosary, Shriveling, Scrying, Arcane Studies, Arcane Initiate, 2 Knives and 2 Flashlights, 8 Events. You've got Mind Over Matter, Working a Hunch, Barricade, Drawn to the Flame, Ward of Protection, Blinding Light, and 2 copies of Emergency Cash. Skills, you've got Deduction, Fearless, 2 Perceptions, 2 Manual Dexterities, and of course your weaknesses, the Necronomicon and Paranoia, which will sap your resources if you are unlucky to draw it. What are your thoughts on this particular deck?
It definitely tries to overcompensate for Daisy's inherent weakness to enemies by including 2 copies of Knife, 2 copies of Manual Dex, you've got Blinding Light, you've got Shriveling, you've got Mind Over Matter. They give you a lot of subpar options to try to deal with enemies that don't really work with what Daisy is good at. I think apart from Shriveling, I think you could make a pretty solid argument that Shriveling's a decent card in Daisy, but I think by and large, you know, when I would look to upgrade this deck, I would be looking to take out the Flashlights, I'd look out to take the Knives out, and some of those less than ideal enemy management situations. I would put in a second copy of Mind Over Matter, you know, maybe consider upgrading to Bulletproof Vest. That's a pretty decent option in Daisy to help counteract her low health. You just don't need so many tools to help you investigate. You need like things like Guts. You need Unexpected Courage to help you, like with those one-time evade tests or something like that. Maybe even like Discs of Ibzomna or something like that if you're looking to upgrade into that route. Encyclopedia is also a very good option as well. I think overall the deck is pretty good, but there are definitely some obvious cuts when you're looking at it, similar to the Roland deck.
Yeah, I think it really depends if you're going to play solo or not. If you're sticking with multiplayer, you really don't need as much enemy management as they cram into this thing.
Especially enemy management cards that take up those valuable hand slots that should be going for Magnifying Glasses and Flashlights and Old Book of Lore. Yeah. Get rid of those Knives. Cut them. Use them to proxy for more Wards of Protection.
Yeah, I don't think you really need Flashlight in Daisy. Like, it is nice for those 4 Shroud locations, but
if you have
Magnifying Glass is fast.
Yeah, that's true. Flashlight is filler if you're playing with, say, you're playing alongside Roland and you want to share some of the Seeker cards. You know, you can have Flashlight. It makes good filler. There's a lot worse you can do than Flashlight.
True.
Yeah. Also, she has one of the strongest cards in the game. Not starting out, but Cryptic Research.
Cryptic Research is a phenomenal upgrade. being able to get that to any investigator is incredibly potent.
Yeah, the ability to draw three cards fast is amazing. Yeah, if I was to play this, you know, if I was to pick up Daisy, the starter deck, and play with friends, I'd probably be looking to trim a lot of those assets that really don't help her investigate in favor of things like another copy of Deduction, which becomes very important in multiplayer when the number of clues at locations starts to rise and you really need to be able to discover them as quickly as possible. Cards like Fearless, like Daisy's got 9 sanity. The odds of her going insane are so low that you really don't need that in there. Things like Blinding Light, I'm not even sure many Mystics play that, at least not as the card pool has expanded. Blinding Light has really gone to the wayside. So things like Drawn to the Flame can be, you know, sometimes it really depends on I think the situation. If you're stuck at a there are locations in the revised core set scenarios where a card like Drawn to the Flame can be quite useful, particularly at the end of the third scenario in the campaign, where there are locations that require you to investigate using other skills. And if Daisy's your go-to Clover in that case, then something like that can be helpful. But generally speaking, I mean, 5 intellect is so good that is, you're basically going to move, you're going to investigate twice, investigate some more, then move, and just keep going and let everybody else around you deal with any enemies that crop up.
That's true. Also, one thing that's important to note is that Magnifying Glass is incredibly cheap and it's fast. So Daisy, Magnifying Glass, Dr. Milan, that's a 7 right there. I mean, she's knocking it out of the park when it comes to investigating without spending a lot of effort, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of the reasons I'm kind of shocked by the sheer number of assets in these decks is that I think my play style has sort of tends to be where I will try to play as little as possible. So having all of these things that you want to get down on the table is a little shocking, where I'll be like, okay, I've got a gun, I'm good to go. That's all I really need for the time being. Okay, I got my ally, I'll get that ally down. Okay, I'm good now. I've got a gun and an ally, and that's all I really need. I think in Daisy's case, it's like, I've got my old book of lore, I've got my Dr. Mile and Christopher on the table. Everything else, you know, is sort of like, well, if I need it, I'll get around to playing it, but I'm just gonna want to go as fast as I can and gather clues first off. And if I draw something like Shriveling, well, I might play it or I might not. You know, if the rest of the players at the table have the enemies under control, then that's not my job. So I'll just keep on investigating.
You, sir, sound like a die-hard solo player there.
I sure do. I wear my biases clearly on my sleeve.
No time for large tableaus, you know, from you.
That's right. That's going to do it for a look at Daisy Walker the Librarian. Any final thoughts on our girl Daisy here? Some nice new art, actually, from Alexander Kurtz for these investigator cards. All of the investigators in the revised core set got new art. And so a nice new picture of Daisy sort of made me want to take her for a spin.
She's a fun investigator. I think once you decide how you want to tackle her weakness to enemies, she becomes a really fun investigator to play around with. She's really consistent. You know, with cards like Research Librarian and Old Book of Lore, you're able to very quickly get your engine set up and going. And it's just fun. Like, you have 8 cards in your hand all the time. You have 7 intellect. You're investigating. You're getting resources. You're doing all this stuff. And it's a lot of fun to play around with.
Yeah, that's true. Get that. Yeah, like I said at the beginning, Daisy, Old Book of Lore, that's like the duo of Arkham Horror right there. Yeah. Get it as fast as possible. Get rolling.
That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter @manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your Elder Sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.